Yesterday, author Catherine Govier's postcard number 13 arrived from New York. Catherine is a Canadian author who has been sending these postcards for a couple of years now. And she sends them by email, and they're short, mini stories. And I used to babysit for Catherine in Washington, D.C., and that's how I know her. So I've known her for a long time, because her children are grown up. And I'm on her mailing list. So postcard number 13 from New York reads as follows. I got something I've waited for all my life, an invitation to lunch at the Algonquin Round Table. Okay, it's 80 plus years since Dorothy Parker and her witty band of pundits and playwrights, editors, met there every day. The literary lions have moved on, and true, the Algonquin is about to become a Marriott. Still, I think it's pretty cool that my lunch in the inner sanctum of American literary life was a tweet-up. For those who are not au fait with the term, a tweet-up is a real-life meeting with a person you've come across on Twitter. I trotted down 44th Street at noon on a Thursday, feeling only slightly apprehensive. Ahead of me was the green awning of the Algonquin. It looked lovely, just like its pictures. I've never been inside, but I did once stay across the street in the Royalton, which had no restaurant, but where the bellhop would bring a burger in a paper bag from a takeout joint a few doors down. Lunches in the Algonquin lobby spawned the New Yorker magazine, which I often read in the Rutherford Library at the University of Alberta. I might as well have been on the moon, I thought. I didn't know how many writers themselves felt like outsiders in the city. Kurt Vonnegut called the grandfather clock in the lobby a lighthouse to Midwesterners. One day, I just walked in, he said. I had the same feeling when I first saw Venice, which was, am I allowed to see this? Such feelings of personal unworthiness have no place in the Twitterverse. I cheered up. These were not going to be 60 total strangers. I did know someone who knew one of the people here. In fact, she's the host. Beth Ann Patrick, otherwise known as at the Book Maven. She has 26,699 followers on Twitter and runs hashtag Friday Reads, in which people tweet the title they're reading. It's her clever idea to bring back the round table, infusing today's splintered book world with a little Twitter magic, as she says. The restored lobby is marvelous, with black wooden pillars bathed in a peachy gold light, its ornate plaster ceiling, plush furniture, flowered carpet, and roving waiters with round cocktail trays were all as expected. There was the rose window at the back, and there was the round table. And here were 60 people, all with name tags like at Permanent Paper and at Smart Bitches. The latter said she was reluctant to divulge her Twitter name to her four-year-old. It was a bit like having an out-of-body experience. At K.M. Govier met at Carol Nielsen, whose novel about the Gulf War will be published soon. Glass of wine in hand, she sat across from at Shelf Awareness, once managing editor at Publishers Weekly. Everyone works at home now, and hence was delighted to have a day in the city. No, the blogosphere does not maintain offices in Manhattan. Book gossip did not fail us. We talked about the novelist whose cover art included a dog. But why? There's no dog in the book, she said. People like dogs, said the marketers. She rewrote, installing a dog in a starring role. You can lead a whore to culture, but you cannot make her think, said the lady in the portrait above our tables. Dorothy Parker made a lot of wisecracks and died an early, lonely death, or she might be calling us all whores to culture. But before I think about that too much, I'm going to slip out of this wet blog and into a dry martini.